From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The band is called Of Montreal, but they're really of Athens, Georgia. Actually, they're barely a they. The only constant of the group's 13-year career has been leader Kevin Barnes. He wrote all the songs and played most of the instruments on Of Montreal's new album. It's called False Priest. Our music critic Robert Christgau explains why he's listening.
Of Montreal has now put out 13 albums. In the early aughts, these albums served mainly to remind me how little I care for arch vocals in DIY prog. But in 2007, Kevin Barnes grabbed my attention with a song that seemed to go on forever. On an album entitled, unfortunately, Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer?
Performance breakdown.
My pick hit is called The Past is a Grotesque Animal. It lasts 12 minutes without repeating a line as Barnes details a painful and impassioned romance that begins with a shared attraction to Georges Bataille's S&M cult novel, Story of the Eye. There's no chorus. The song is its own hook, obsessively intensifying the same riff in an ecstatic build finished off by 3 minutes of ooh-ooh-oohs and instrumental up-up-and-away. It was so powerful, it made me care about two over-the-top Georges Bataille fans. But not until two releases later did Kevin Barnes hold my interest from the beginning of an album to the end.
I see you, girlfriend. I got so lucky with you.
John Bryan of Fiona Apple and Kanye West fame co-produced False Priest. Janelle Monáe and Solange Knowles volunteered cameos. And perhaps most impressive, the songs have not just tunes but bass lines. Listen for the bass on the third track, Coquette Coquette. But notice as well that Barnes is no longer feeling so lucky.
Coquette, coquette, you know I won't forget how you hurt me twice.
And so it goes on False Priest. Barnes is still tormented by a love object we're free to assume is his wife Nina. But they have plenty of good times too. On a song called Sex Karma, Solange Knowles plays the love object. So A, False Priest is easily of Montreal's most accessible album, even though B, False Priest has more than its fair share of ups and downs. What tips the balance for me is that it ends with a humanist sermon. True, Barnes doesn't preach in human guise, he sounds like a computer talking.
When will certain people realize an afterlife is nothing to live for, nothing to die for?
Afterlife is nothing to live for? Nothing to die for? I'll take it.
The latest album from the band Of Montreal is called False Priest. Our music critic is Robert Christgau.